Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 21, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs 21, verses 9 and 10. It says, it's better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. Now, we put these two verses together because these verses speak of the results of living with or near someone who's wicked and quarrelsome. Look again how these verses talk about living with or near someone who's wicked or quarrelsome. It says it's better to live in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. And the soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. You've all heard the phrase, if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You know what I'm talking about. I'm going to ask you a question today. Are you easy to live with? See, people who are hard to live with are usually people who demand their own way and they plot against people and use people for their own benefit. Are your neighbors glad that they live next door to you? That's what we want to talk about today in the time that we have for our challenge for today from God's Word. Here Solomon says, you know what? It's better to live in the corner of the roof than to be in a house with a quarrelsome wife. Let me ask you, ladies who are listening right now, without realizing it, maybe, are you someone who's negative a lot? Do you nag? Do you, in your mind, think you're helping, but all you do is correct everything that goes on and talk about how you don't like this and don't like that? Are you easy to live with? What about your neighbor? Are they glad that you are next door to them? Or do they really resent or hate the fact that you're their neighbor because of how hard you are to live with, maybe critical about boundaries or whether or not the neighbor's cutting their grass the way you want or how noisy they are? I want to allow the Spirit of God today to be used to kind of talk to us. First off, we all have a struggle with passions in our hearts of wanting to get what we want. And that's at the root of a lot of our issues. Listen to James chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you don't have, so you murder. You covet and you cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask, and then you ask and you don't receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. In other words, here he's saying, what was reason why we become quarrelsome or hard to live with as a neighbor is because our passions, what we want, war so much that we covet and desire to have, or we're negative and we quarrel and fight to get what we want. So again, are you easy to live with? Are you a good neighbor? Or are you worried about more what you want and your preferences, and that's why you make it hard for people to be around you? Listen to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Paul says, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, if any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, have the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Of course, then the passage goes on and talks about how God exalted him because of that. Did you catch what he's saying, though, in this passage? If you have a relationship with Christ, this is what it's saying, if there's an encouragement from Christ, in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, then he said we need to be considering others more important than ourselves. We should not only look to our own interests, but also to the interest of others. You want to not be that quarrelsome wife? You want to not be that wicked neighbor? Then what you need to do is you need to understand that you need to be thinking of others first. Well, what about my needs? Well, guess what? If you really are in Christ, you'll realize that everything you need, you have in that relationship with Christ, and he'll provide all of your needs according to his riches. And so when we as Christians stop living for self, but live for others, we all of a sudden become someone that people want to be around. People don't mind sharing a house with us because Christ lives through us in such a way that they enjoy our company. Our neighbors are glad that they have Christian neighbors. So today's question is, what about you? Are you hard to live with? Do people not want to be around you? Or is Jesus so shining through you, people are glad you're there? Look forward to sharing with you more next week. Hope to see you then.